From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Yan-Chi Xu. Missouri's candidates for U.S. Senate stuck to familiar themes and lines of attack yesterday in their first televised debate of the race. Rachel Lipman has more from incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill and her Republican rival, Attorney General Josh Hawley.
Both candidates touched frequently on health care, with Hawley blaming the Affordable Care Act for a 17% increase in the deficit during the fiscal year.
It has proven to be outrageously expensive for federal taxpayers, but worse than that, it has proven to be outrageously expensive for the families of Missouri.
McCaskill hit Hawley for joining a lawsuit that would allow insurers to drop coverage for people with pre-existing conditions while claiming he would protect those individuals.
I am more than happy to work with anybody to make sure these protections stay in place, but I sure as heck would not go to court and get rid of it before the backup was in place.
The race, which could help decide the balance of power in the Senate, is in a statistical dead heat. I'm Rachel Lipman.
Hy-Vee has recalled 6 meat and potato products for possible salmonella and listeria contamination. The company says the potential danger was discovered when McCain Foods, a Hy-Vee supplier, announced it was recalling its caramelized mushrooms and fire-roasted tomatoes, which are ingredients used in the Hy-Vee products. No illnesses have been reported. The products have a best-of-use-by date of October 22, 2018, or sooner. They can be returned to Hy-Vee stores for a full refund. For a complete list of the recalled items, visit kbia.org. Missouri Task Force 1 is headed home after a week and a half in Florida following Hurricane Michael, the Columbia, Missouri reports. Boone County Fire Protection District announced on Facebook that the team finished up their assignments on Wednesday in Mexico Beach, Florida. The team was expected to arrive back to Boone County by late Saturday morning. Task Force 1 deployed on October 9th to help with research and rescue efforts directed by FEMA after Hurricane Michael wreaked havoc on the East Coast. It was the team's third deployment in 3 months after Hurricane Florence and Hurricane Lane. The National Science Foundation has awarded MU a $5.2 million grant to create the Advancing Research and Its Impact on Society Center over the next 5 years, according to the news release from the MU News Bureau. The Columbia, Missouri reports the virtual center is intended to help the public become more aware of research being done at MU and what it means to them. MU cited the drug Humira as an example. Humira alleviates pain for many people who suffer from arthritis, plaque psoriasis, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis. MU Professor Emeritus George Smith earned a Nobel Prize for the scientific breakthrough that helped create the drug. The center will be established in MU's Witten Hall, just north of Memorial Union. I'm Yan-Chi Xu, KBIA News, Columbia.